No, I don't. Well, you can
shall I go?
Pass all the things you want, Ken, with all your suggestions. It still takes somebody to do it, and that's not going to happen any quicker than Santa Claus is going to come.
Kim, may I speak?
So, yes, go ahead.
Well, Kim, one of the things I spoke of was basically taking the Mission Impossible. So whether it's the committee or you, Kim, and I suggest you do it because you got the figures under your hand. I suggest that you do what you can in terms of cutting the various expenses you can see, and then you look to see whether we've got the 30% cut in expenses. And then you look at salaries, the aggregate total of salaries plus the benefits, and you multiply that number by 0.7. That's a 30% cut. And you don't need to know the names of the people. You just multiply with, this is using a broad axe, you cut off 30% of the total salaries plus benefits, and then you submit that as a balanced budget meeting the requirements of the PNB. And then you look at, and that's step one. You've got now this option, that's option one, budget one. And then you look at it again and say, is the budget now balanced? If it's still not balanced, You look at the salary aggregate again, and you calculate the number it takes. Maybe it's another 20%. And you cut that off, and then you say, the budget's now been cut by 50%, and now it is not only meeting the 30% requirement, budget one does, but budget two meets the balanced requirement. You do that. You don't need to know the names of a single employee and their salary. You just do that, and we submit that as the output of the committee, and I suggest that the committee authorize you to do this work, and we've made a little bit of progress, and now it's up to the LSB and the PNB to do their own thing, and maybe some LSB member would like to, as Ken suggests, take your proposals to the LSB. I'm done.
Okay,
at least we're doing something. At least we're doing something.
Kim, I'd like to say something.
Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know that the current budget that was presented to you has a 5% cut across the board on everybody's salary, and there was 4 layoffs. So that's included in this budget. I just want to let you know that.
Okay. Does it meet the 30% requirement, Barry?
It's not all the way 30%, no, but it's making a big difference.
What percent does it make? It's a reduction of how many percent?
Maybe 18% around there.
18% down, so we got 12% more to go for Kim for option number one.
Correct.
Well, first of all, let me just say, I don't know where that 30% number came from, so it doesn't mean anything to me. What you need to do is get a balanced budget. You know, maybe 25%, maybe 40%. I don't know, because that number is just arbitrary. It doesn't relate to anything.
In order for you, Kim, to get a balanced budget, you have to cut half the staff and cut essential services down by 25%.
Whatever, Barry, whatever. Whatever. What I'd like from you is to get a real good idea of what our sustainers are and what our website income is so we can make a informed listener support number. That's what I would like.
Can I cut central services out too, 25%?
No. What I just said, what I'd really like, what we really need right now, which is a big unknown, is to define our listener support with a fund drive chart that makes sense. Okay, we don't have that yet. Barry, please don't interrupt me. Please don't interrupt me. I will be finished soon. What we really need is the sustainers and some documentation of where that website income is coming from.
Okay, like I explained to you before, the website income comes from Terry in his report for MEVA, DonorBox, and PAYA. That's where it comes from. I am going to reduce the number of what the average daily goal is for the fund drive, but that just is going to make your net profit worse. Okay, so I will do that. I'll bring it down some more, and then I'll resubmit it.
What we said was $15,000 per day for the year at 126 days. If you want to go 128 days or 130 days, okay, whatever. But not going from $7,000 to $23,000. It is just not our collective experience of how to make a budget, okay? But that
okay,
is...
Okay, but just remember that we could come out of COVID by January, okay?
Okay, I'm not concerned about COVID, okay? COVID, these problems started long before COVID. You were in a dumpster fire March 6th when you had to stop your fund drive day after 90 days in the first half of the year, okay? This was a long time coming. You had all those bequests last year, you know, and you just spend. This is not COVID. This is, you know, a long time of no budgets and lack of oversight.
All the expenditures that we spend that I see are going through the operations of the station. I don't see any.
Yeah,
rates.
Well, that's not what I saw as well. And some of that has been cut back. But whatever.
Tremendously.
Whatever.
Yeah, tremendously. Yeah.
Not
yeah.
tremendously.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
You're still not able to
make your payroll that we can see and make all of your expenses.
We're
going
to make payroll on the 15th.
You're going to make payroll, but... Okay. Whatever. So, any other suggestions from anyone else? I mean, should we just leave this alone and just wait and see? You
Bella
know?
To the stack.
Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. It has been, I think, maybe an hour since I have been able to speak. I was put on mute. I have to call twice. I just sent everybody what I feel the areas, the three departments that we need to cut. And that comes to 40%, which is what I originally submitted close to a year ago to this committee and to the PNB when I prepared the salaries against gross revenues to show why was it that we were going into a deep end. No one seemed to be commenting on it, but all of a sudden everyone is saying right now that we need to cut our payroll. I began talking and showcasing that a long, long time ago. Please look in your inbox, and the areas that I feel is necessary for us to cut and So it's 40% total reduction, 15% on personnel costs, 15% administrative, and 10% on development. Within those three departments, is where the areas of the expenditures lie that we can tackle, okay? So that those are the departments that we need to concentrate on to look what expenses are within those departments and cut. Thank you.
Okay, well, I've done that, and what you have, this fourth draft budget, well, I haven't seen the fourth draft, but up until then, I have done all that work, Bella. I'm at where I think we're at, okay? Nobody else has contributed anything in the first three drafts. We are where we are now, okay?
You have not looked at what I sent, Kim. You have no idea what I'm even talking about.
We're on the back now. What can I say? I'm not going back. You know, somebody else wants to. Just,
okay, you don't want to hear it? Okay.
Okay.
We seem to lose a lot of time on this committee, and we know that the general manager is not on our side. We know
Bella,
that very well.
You're not recognized. Since we're running out of time, I want to pass this motion that was on the agenda. Speaking of cutting expenses, the motion is in the 2017 motion that the business manager gets paid to attend these finance committee meetings. This came up on the Friday meeting when I asked what why monies were going to the business manager. And he said that in 2017, this committee passed a motion that he should get paid to attend finance committee meetings. I would like to assume that now.
I never heard such a stupidity.
Can I get a sack? Any comments?
Red.
Bella.
And
this is Dave.
Do I have the floor, Kim?
I heard Dave. I thought I heard Ken, but maybe I heard you, Fred.
Yes.
Well, I heard Dave first.
Hey, John in the queue. John in the queue, please, Kim.
Okay.
I think Fred went first.
Okay, go ahead, Fred. Okay.
Yeah. From my memory, we probably did pass that motion in 2017. And I think in 2018, we moved the I keep on hearing this rumbling noise in the background. Bill, would you mute your microphone? In 2018, we moved the finance committee meetings from 7:30 in the evening to 4 in the afternoon to accommodate the business manager. So my understanding, Barry, is that you get paid hourly, not salaried. I may be wrong on that.
No, you're correct, Fred.
But we specifically moved this finance meeting to 4 in the afternoon to accommodate not just Barry, but the general manager. And I'm not going to make any other comments on that. It doesn't seem to me to have made much difference. It seems Kim's motion,
so Fred,
as far
so
as
so
I'm
Fred,
concerned,
Fred,
is law.
Fred,
is,
Fred, can I interject something here? So you mean to tell me all the meetings that I have attended that I haven't made a difference in the progression of the finance committee?
Well, the main person we want to talk to is the general manager, and he's not present.
No, we're not speaking of the general manager. We're talking about me, Fred.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't mean to disparage you, Barry. I mean to disparage that the fact is that we're not getting, we haven't gotten a lot of answers, and the only person who can answer a lot of our questions is the general manager. But in any case, I don't disagree with Kim's motion. We're meeting in general working hours, and where the business manager should get paid extra for meeting with us, I leave that open to the committee. I'm finished, Kim.
Next.
What is the queue? We don't know who's next.
Kim, are you on the phone?
Okay. Who is next? Dave is next.
Yes. Okay. This is Dave. Well, I don't know if it's appropriate for us to ask the question, but I looked at this like a nickel and dime thing. The basic question would be how much is Barry making per month to sit on a finance committee meeting for a couple hours? And if it's not a significant amount of money, I don't even know if it deserves our attention. However, it's only paid twice a year, Dave. Well, I'd like to hear your answer, Barry, but I just wanted to finish first.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm almost finished. So I was just going to say, I mean, if it's not a significant amount of money, I don't think it deserves really any attention by the committee. However, I will say that I know that we're in a desperate financial situation, so if it was significant, maybe some people will think that it needs to be cut, and that's all I wanted to say. Like I said, I don't know if it's appropriate for us to ask the financial numbers on the open call and stuff. So anyway, that was it. I'm through.
Okay.
Who's next?
Okay, I
want
to say something before you proceed. Some of the finance committee meetings do go for 3 hours sometimes, so that I have to, that takes away from being with my family. So I just want to interject that the amount of money is really small. It's not that amount. It's not that big of amount. So I don't know. That's all I'm going to say.
So who's next, and then I'll go.
Well, who is next in the queue? You're keeping the queue.
Who's next, and then I'm going.
Okay, you have me in the queue, don't you?
Oh, I think it was...
I think you're up, John.
Well, I'm sorry, Steve, I didn't hear that.
I think you're up.
Okay, if I'm up, okay, very quickly. If attending the Finance Committee is part of Barry's job and Barry's on hourly, then I believe Barry should be paid for his work. So I support paying, I oppose Kim's motion. I support paying Barry for his hourly participation in this job. I'm done.
Is Bella one? I thought I heard her on the stack.
Yes, thank you, Kim. Very thoughtful of you. I did not know that this motion was passed in 2017. I'm actually shocked because it is the purview, it is within the contract, the employment agreement of both the general manager and the business manager of their attendance and their participation and collaboration, specifically with the finance committee. So, but I fully agree with David and the spirit of what he said, and I agree with John. Okay, but it's both sides. Thank you.
Okay.
Also, I want to keep in mind that
go ahead.
I have not missed the Finance Committee meeting for the 4 years that I've been here. Never.
This is Dave.
And with a point of information.
Go ahead.
This is a motion to pay in excess of the salary. In other words, the business manager works from 9 to 5 and he attends after 5. He gets time and a half. Is that the thing, or is this like an addition to the a flat salary? Or it's a point of information. I don't know what we're voting for.
Okay. Pass. This happened when you were treasurer in 2017. So I don't know what your intention was. I only know when I asked Barry. Barry got, you know, besides his salary, what was in was $5,000 year to date. Last year it was somewhat less than that. The year before, you know, I. It seems to me that
that's not going to change your budget problems.
I couldn't quite hear. I can't hear you, Kim. You're coming in and out. I just get an answer from Barry. Is this an added expense to your regular salary, or is it like if you're
Kim, it's for the hours that I attend the Finance Committee. I'm paid for the hours that I attend the Finance Committee meeting. Okay.
Yeah, but now you're attending. I don't know, what I don't understand is if you're attending from 3 to 5, which is part of your regular working hours, is that also billable?
Right.
So also billable as an extra fee. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. You know, we've asked you for profit and losses for about, I don't know, 3-4 years, and you haven't been able to give them to us. We've asked you for
reports. No, Kim, now you're telling a lie again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have provided profit and loss statements to that Finance Committee meeting for the last year, okay? So don't say things that are not true. I told you about that before. Don't make accusations that are not true.
Okay,
Kim, could you read the motion again, or did you email it out?
It's in the agenda.
Oh, okay.
Look, you know, I don't think this is appropriate. I just don't think it's appropriate to, you know.
Jim, you're dropping out.
Okay, well, I can call back in a minute. That's really what takes, is that, can you hear me?
No, you're cutting out.
Okay.
Just hang up and dial back in.
Jim, you're dropping out badly.
Yeah, you're just not there at all.
He's hung up.
Well, we could have some more discussion if anybody else wants to say. I think I said what I had to say, but we might as well use the time and not just listen to static.
I wanted to send everybody to the email I just sent out. It's in your inbox. 40% reduction in the three departments that are critical. You might.
Yeah, you covered that already.
Kim,
you're repeating.
I'm
you
back.
Already said that.
I'm back, everybody. I'm sorry. I hung up and got a better line.
Good.
Sorry. Yes. I just, Bella, we passed that. Anyways, I just think it's inappropriate to pay somebody double time for, you know, that they're already getting paid for on their staff position. You know, I mean, really, he's attending this meeting, but, you know, we didn't even get a budget until, you know, I asked it. You know, there's a meeting to get our budget together. I've done, you know, it was four drafts, and I still had to have a special meeting last Friday in order to go over what the Finance Committee went over already two or three times. So, yes, you're here, Barry, but, you know, like, you know, this is the fourth draft, and I don't even know if all the changes have been made that need to be made.
Okay,
look,
first of all,
can
I say something?
Sure.
First of all, when we started this budget process, we all wanted to balance budget, okay? And then you wanted to cut back the salary, the revenue, by $15,000 per day for six fund drives for 121 days, okay? And then I come to the realization that there is no way in the world that you're going to have a balanced budget by doing that particular step that you want to reflect for the future projection of this budget. There's no way in the world you're going to have a balanced budget unless you cut central services, unless you cut half of the staff or cut the staff to 50% working time or whatever you're going to do. There's no way in the world you're going to have a loss. So that's what I've been trying to do. Cut it down as much as possible to reflect what you want. Okay? And then when I did that today, because like I told you before, I was working on the audit documents that for the fiscal year 2019 for the auditors, and so I have to get the budget done at 2:30, and it was a little late because then if I would have sent it to you, you would have said, oh, well, we didn't have time to review the budget, Barry. You always have some complaint about me all the time, and I don't appreciate it. You're very unprofessional, and I don't like it. Okay? So that's just how I feel about the whole situation. I'm trying to appease you, but you give me no recognition at all. You have
John.
You have something negative to say about me, and the same thing with Aniel, because you know that's why he doesn't come, because he doesn't want to take all the
treatment. Wait a second, you're fine.
So that's it. That's all I
want to
say.
Okay.
John, into the queue.
Go ahead.
Kim, I don't understand the thing about being double paid. If he is being paid hourly, and the committee meetings are basically 3 hours, then he's being paid for that one time, those 3 hours, and that's all. There's no double payment involved that I see. And with regard to Barry, I think it's pretty clear from some of the things that have been said by Ken and Michael Novick and myself and also Dave Johnson and a lot of the things that Kim has said is we need to get a balanced budget. You're trying to keep us from having to lay off a bunch of people, but it's clear that we're $800,000 basically in the hole. Somebody made that claim here, and you've got to produce a bunch of budgets, one of which has got to be balanced, even if that requires a 90% cut in salaries. If we have to get those numbers,
okay, John, I can do that. I can cut the personnel cost, okay? But you have to get approval from the union first. That's the caveat. So you have to get approval from the union to do that. Okay?
We just need the numbers so we can look at them. It's Annual's job to do the negotiation with the union, and it's up to the employees to tell Annual what they want.
Okay. All right.
Look, Barry, this came up because I asked you what you had gotten $5,000 for outside of your payroll, which I don't see. I mean, I only saw what was, you know, outside of your payroll. And you said it was for attending finance committee meetings. So
I did not receive $5,000. You're lying again. Okay? You're not telling the truth.
In the general ledger. That's what I saw in there.
Kim, let's focus on going forward. Listen positive and focus on going forward. Whatever happened in the past, from today forward, let's do it in a reasonable way. And so, and David's right. If it's a small number like $5,000, when our problem is like $800,000, that's a small thing. Let's just focus on saving the station going forward, and pay him for his hourly work. 3 hours a month seems like a reasonable expense for doing what he can do. And it's up to us to communicate to Barry what we need. Anya will tell him what he needs from Barry, and we, the finance committee, will tell Barry what we need from Barry as well. And he just said he can do it. Okay, well, that's great, Barry. Go ahead and do it. I'll be really happy. And don't mail it to anybody, single point of failure. Mail it to the entire committee, at least the people who are interested. That would be me and Ken and Dave Johnson and Steve Kaiser and I think basically everybody who's still here at this meeting. Well, I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll do another revision.
It doesn't help to attack each other, please. We need to work and help each and cherish each other in our efforts.
I agree, Steve.
Yeah, and Barry, thanks for your good work. I know I appreciate you and always have. And I think everybody does.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Barry.
Yeah. And Barry, I appreciate you too, because you're staying pretty darn calm in some challenging times. And so I really stand. I'm not going to stand up because I'm too tired to stand up. But okay, maybe I'll stand up and I'll sit up here and clap for you.
Okay.
You're doing a good job.
Can we take a vote on this?
Sure.
Any
opposed? I'm opposed.
Wait a minute. Can I ask a point of information?
Uh huh.
Well, I just wanted to confirm that Barry was only being paid for the hours beyond his normal daily checkout time. In other words, if he is being paid 8 to 5, it was only being paid to 10 meetings beyond his 5 p.m. And I just wanted to confirm that that's the situation and that's the way it would be going forward.
Dave, I'm only paid for the hours that I attend the Finance Committee meetings. Any time between that, I do not get paid.
No, I just didn't understand. Somebody raised this issue, Barry, and I just wanted clarification. Somebody asked basically if you were being paid for your normal 8-to-5 salary plus extra money while you were at the Finance Committee meeting, if the meeting transpired during your normal working business hours. Did I make that clear?
No, you're talking about extra time beyond his 40 hours or not, and that's a clarification
that's
we
correct.
Need.
Yeah, that's correct. That's what I wanted to confirm, whether or not that's the situation or not.
No, I do not get paid for extra hours through the payroll.
Okay, well, I don't quite understand. In other words, if you're working from 8 to 5, and let's just say we had our meeting at 12 noon and it went for 3 hours, you would not be billing for attending the Finance Committee meeting in that scenario. Is that correct?
That's correct. Only when I attend the Finance Committee meetings at 4 o'clock and they go to 7 o'clock is when I get paid for those.
Okay.
After.
So your normal time of day that you're finished with your regular hours is 4 p.m. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. That clarifies it as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. So, should we take
a
vote?
Him?
Yeah.
Can you state what exactly it is again, please, briefly?
Yeah. The motion is to rescind the motion, to rescind the 2017 motion that the business manager gets paid to attend Finance Committee meetings.
Ew. Well, then the answer to that depends on whether it's during the working day or after the working day.
That's correct. That's a problem.
Okay, then vote
yeah,
no.
So, yeah, well, I will vote no because the motion is improperly structured
no.
In the first place.
My understanding is, I'll say this again, is that the business manager is a management position. If he stays an hour later, he can come in an hour later the next morning. Okay? That's my understanding of how management works. He doesn't punch in the clock. He's not on union time. And, in fact, the union, the staff people, they get comp time when they're on the boards. Okay? All that time they're sitting in the LSB, they get comp time for that. So I would assume...
And they also get seniority pay, too.
They
also get seniority pay.
I can't understand whoever was speaking.
That's Barry. I'm just making a comment that the people that are on union, they get seniority pay.
Okay, whatever. Look, whatever. Vote it down, by all means. Please, let's just take this vote and move on, okay? Because we're not doing anything productive. Okay, so Grace Aaron, how do you vote?
Abstain.
What?
Grace
said she abstains.
I can't hear. Is it my line?
Abstain. It's your line. Everybody else hears it.
Okay. Let me call back once more, please. Bear with me. I'm sorry.
Hi, this is Janine. I've joined the call. I'm sorry I'm late.
Well, Janine, yeah, you came in at a good time because we're now voting, and it's been a trying time. I'm all tuckered out from this meeting.
And Janine,
what is the vote on?
Meeting's almost over.
What is the vote on?
To rescind a motion the LSB made in 2017 that directs the business manager to be paid for the attendance of Finance Committee meetings. And the reason it's a problem is because he has a normal working day, and sometimes the Finance Committee meeting is during his working day, and other times it's after his working time. So
I am back.
Okay, can we take a vote before my phone goes bad again?
Sure. Count the votes. So let's check, request
Grace
the votes.
Aaron. Grace Aaron.
She abstained.
Is she on the call?
The person.
Yeah, I'm here. I abstained.
Okay, Ken.
Abstaining.
Alan Beek, he's gone. Fred Blair.
I abstain also.
Bella? Bella?
Abstain.
Okay. A lot of brave souls here. Dave Johnson?
I'll abstain.
Okay. Steve Kaiser?
I'm going to be different, and I'm going to vote no.
Okay. I vote yes. I believe Janine Roan is on the phone. How do you vote, Janine?
Well, I'm unsure of if voting no means he doesn't get paid for attending the finance
Correct.
Meetings.
Correct. Voting no means he does not get paid extra. Right.
I'll abstain.
Point not
of
extra.
Order.
It's
voting no means he gets paid. The motion is to rescind the thing that he gets paid. Voting yes would rescind it, and he wouldn't get paid. Voting no, he continues to get paid.
Right. You're right. You're right. So, Janine, are you going to vote no?
I'm going to vote no.
Okay. And Michael Novick?
I guess I'll abstain.
Okay. And Paulina, I suspect she's gone. And John Wenger.
No. It fails 1-3, a lot of abstentions.
Okay. Yep, fails 1-3.
Point
yep.
of, is Bella muted? Because she had emailed that she was muted at some point.
She's not muted by me. I don't see her muted on here.
You say Summer? Who's Summer?
I said I don't see that she's muted on here.
I think they're talking about Bella, John.
Oh, Bella. Okay. I thought I heard Summer as in the...
No. So I don't see her muted. So whatever, you know, we're done. I mean, her vote wouldn't change the outcome. Pardon me? I don't... What do you want?
Michael Lovick, I want to make a quick comment in response to something that Barry said earlier.
Yes, please.
I think the point of coming up with a balanced budget is that that would be a good document to take to SAG-AFTRA to demonstrate why some cuts in payroll were necessary and or in personnel. And so to the extent that we can demonstrate cuts outside what affects the contract that are still additional cuts beyond that are needed from union contract personnel, that's the basis on which you can go to the union and say, look, here are the books, here's the budget we're trying to come up with to stay within our means, and we've cut this, 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 and this from, you know, administrative expenses, from management, from, you know, other incidental expenses, but we still can't narrow the gap between our anticipated revenues and what we're spending. So we have to make personnel cuts. That's what, you know, we were not able to demonstrate the last time this was necessary, and as a result, the union filed a grievance. So if we can show to the union the cuts that we're intending to make beyond the ones that are under the contract and that those are still not sufficient to stay in business, then that makes the case to the union about why those cuts are necessary. So if you can come up with, or you and Anil can come up with what those cuts that are, can be made outside of the union contract to get us closer to a balanced budget based on realistic income, that's what you need to take to the union to deal with this question.
Bella, to the stack, please.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, some months ago, I have been repeating this for a while. Anil
well,
is
then
not
please,
an...
If you've been repeating it, please don't repeat it again. We have to move on, Bella. Please.
Anil
you
is
know.
Not... Stop interrupting me. You mute me, and then you interrupt me when I get to speak.
I did
stop.
Not mute you.
Yes, you do. You have something going on with Fred. Between the
yeah.
two of you.
Okay.
Between the two of
you.
You
weren't muted.
Muting
you weren't muted. You weren't muted, Bella.
I need to speak. Stop.
Okay, go
you,
ahead.
This is not
by
your
all
private
speak,
program.
Please, go ahead.
Thank you. Anil Fields is not in a position to negotiate with the union as he has no contract. His contract expired. It is the work of the PNB and the IED to negotiate. And everybody keeps pointing to Anil. Anil is in no position to do the negotiating bidding for KPFK. He wants us to sell the building. That's his desire. Thank you.
Okay, so does somebody want to put forth a motion or just sit on this until the next meeting? Obviously, I'm pretty sure everybody will say they don't want to meet next week, you know, or the week after, or, you know, just let this die. I have no idea. What is the disposition of this committee?
This is Dave.
Go ahead,
John,
Dave.
John and Q.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Well, we need to meet again. It's just a question of whether we meet next week or the week after. Thank you.
Wenger?
If Barry can commit to getting us the budget to all of it, in all of our individual mailboxes one day before next Wednesday, then I think we should meet next Wednesday. But we need it in advance.
Why one day?
Well, at least one day. I mean, it might be hard. 2 days is better. We need to think about it, but we need something.
I mean,
okay. I mean, this budget is completely unfinished. We still don't have sustainers and documentation of website and listener support. I keep saying this, and I don't, you know, hear, you know, people's concern about this. You don't have a good number for listener support yet.
And Ken and I are going to work on that with possibly a couple of others. We've already said we're going to take that on as a volunteer operation. So we'll see what we can do. If we fail, we'll get back to you, and you can cancel or postpone the meeting further.
Okay. Well, you know, should we take a vote on whether we want to meet next week or the week after?
The week after.
I say the sooner the better. It's not like we have a whole lot of time. It's not like the station is not on fire.
I move that we meet every week on Wednesday until it gets resolved.
Yeah, I would support that.
I'm not going to be doing that, but, you know, people are free to meet and I won't come. I have a commitment to go to the Jackie Lacey vigils, and I've missed too many of them for these meetings that go nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I agree with Michael.
Okay, well, I'll take a vote, and then you still, you know, got to decide what you're going to do, you know. If you don't want to meet, then you have a half-assed budget, and, you know, this is, you know, silly. This is just ridiculous.
I think that Michael and Bella should go to the BLM meetings and come back in 2 weeks when we're still working on this. But we should meet next week.
Well,
I am not going.
No,
Bella, you're not recognized. I'm going to take a vote who wants to meet next week, and then I'll take a vote who wants to meet the week after. Grace Aaron, what do you want to do?
Yes,
Grace.
She's not around.
Pardon me?
She's not around here.
Okay. Ken, what do you want to do?
Okay, next week. Actually, wait, I've changed that. No, for next week. 2 weeks.
Well, should I take a vote for next week or I have to take this vote first, and then we can do it for 2 weeks, okay?
Okay,
so you're gonna vote for
no.
Okay. Alan Beek is gone. Fred Blair, what do you want to do?
No.
Bella?
No.
Dave Johnson?
Yes.
Steve Kaiser?
Yes. Whatever the committee decides, I'll be happy to inform to.
Do you want to be a yes or a no?
It's a yes.
I'm going to pass. Janine?
Yes.
And Michael Novick, you're a no. Paulina's not here. And John Wenger?
Yes. It's 4-4.
Well, it's 4-4. It fails unless I say yes, because I haven't voted
yet. Point of information, please.
We're in the middle of a vote, Bella. We're in the middle of a vote.
And I have a point of information regarding this vote.
Go ahead.
Thank you. The point of information is that if Ken and John feel that they can complete their mission,
that is not
by
a
next
point
week,
of information, Bella.
That is the point of information.
No.
It's a question. It's a question to Ken and John. If they
okay. A point of information has to do with a question of process, period. That was not a question of process. Well, I'm in a jam here because I'm the determining vote, and I don't really know what to vote. I don't know. I mean, the people that voted no, would they want to vote in 2 weeks? I mean, would they want to meet in 2 weeks?
Kim, my suggestion on that is this. Let's let Ken and I try, and Anya will either say yes or no, and we'll get this information or not. If we don't get it, we'll just say,
okay.
We can't get
well,
it.
I'm going to abstain, so this motion fails to meet next week. So
okay.
Do people want to meet in 2 weeks?
Sure, why not? The buildings, the station, Pacific is on fire. Why not just meet?
Okay, so let's take a yes on whether you want to meet in 2 weeks.
I think you can. There's not going to be any dissent.
Yeah, ask for opposition.
Any objection to meeting in 2 weeks? Okay, so we'll meet in 2 weeks. And, we'll see.
I'd be recognized.
I mean, yeah, go ahead.
Ken, I call to adjourn the meeting.
Well,
I second.
Okay. So to sum up, we're just going to let this lie for 2 weeks. Is that correct? And Ken and Wanger are going to fool around with the listener support and try and get a better number?
Mistake.
No, I'm asking Ken and Wanger.
Okay.
Ken?
Yeah, que sera, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So, Dave, you wanted to say something?
Yes. Did I understand that Barry was going to work on some more numbers and come back with further reductions in the payroll, et cetera?
I have no idea.
I believe he did say he could do that. We didn't ask him for a specific date, but he did say that he could do that. And I'm not sure if he actually made a commitment to do it. And I was asking him, saying, I want to meet next week, if he can give it to us at least one day before next week on Wednesday.
Yeah. So I was just going to, I don't know if he's still on the call, but I would suggest.
Yeah, Dave, I'm still on the call. I will try to flash some more payroll.
Great.
Thank you. That answers the question. Thank you.
Yeah. And Barry, if you get it going, feel free to mail it out to us so we can think about it, because it just bears on everything.
Okay, I will.
Well, it doesn't matter. The PNB is doing their own thing, so they don't care what we do here on any of this. Just saying. No.
That's probably right. You're probably right, Kim. But I like to. I'm putting 3 hours into this today, and I like to get a little bit of return on my time investment.
Okay. All right. So we'll meet in 2 weeks. Thank you very much, everybody. Sorry it was long again. Bye.
Are we adjourned?
Yes.
Yeah, we are adjourned. We're adjourned.
2 weeks.